A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. The sacred liturgy applies these words of the Book of Revelation to Our Lady, the apocalyptic woman clothed with the sun and crowned with stars, is the Blessed Virgin Mary, also the Church, but also the same woman who was referred to at the beginning of sacred scripture, immediately after the fall of our first parents, when our Lord promised that there would be a Redeemer, and the Redeemer would be the son of the woman, the seed of the woman, who would crush the serpent's head. What was promised in the first book of the Bible and historically fulfilled at the foot of the cross is cosmically portrayed in the beautiful image of the woman clothed with the sun in the last book of the Bible, the woman of Genesis, and the one that Jesus calls woman from the cross, and the woman clothed with the sun are all the same people. And she is a great sign. She is a great sign of many things. We could talk about perhaps three of them this morning on this great feast of the Assumption. And the reason why this woman, clothed with the sun and assumed into heaven, is someone that we need to look to, as St. John saw the clouds open and he gazed up into the heavens and saw the Ark of the Covenant, which is this woman. First of all, Our Lady is a great sign of the victory of Christ over sin and death. Both the dogma, the papal bull for the dogma of the Immaculate Conception by Pius IX, and the dogmatic bull of Pius XII for the Assumption make reference to the joint predestination of Jesus and Mary, that in one and the same decree that Jesus was predestined to come into the world, Our Lady was predestined with him, predestined to be immaculate, predestined to be the Mother of God, and predestined to be assumed into heaven. Pius XII points out that the great doctrine of Our Lady, of the Fathers, about Our Lady as the new Eve is central to the dogma of the Assumption. Our Lady was associated with the promise of redemption from the very beginning in the book of Genesis. And then Jesus comes into the world through her immaculate flesh. She is immaculately conceived, and Jesus takes his flesh from her flesh. And in this cooperation between the mother and the son, the sin of Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, our first parents, is undone. And the new head of the family, Jesus Christ, becomes the one to lead us into righteousness. And Our Lady is associated with the new Adam in the same way that Eve was associated with the old Adam. The two worked in cooperation to bring about our destruction, and Our Lady works with Jesus in order to bring about our salvation. And her cooperation is absolutely essential to the plan of God. Her yes, her fiat, her cooperation, her sacrifice is essential for our salvation. And in the woman clothed with the sun, we see that the victory is ultimately won. The figure of the woman clothed with the sun, like Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's the image of the apocalypse, points to her glorification and the glorification of the Church. She is clothed with the sun and crowned, and yet she is also with child and in travail. Pius XII points out that while she did not suffer the pain of giving childbirth, she did suffer on behalf of the Church in this very close association with the work of the Redeemer. And so she gains her glory by being associated with Christ in his mysteries, and particularly in the mystery of his suffering and death, and the other mysteries like Our Lady's virginity. You know, her flesh is immaculate without corruption, and therefore it's fitting that she should not suffer the corruption of the grave, but she should be taken straight to heaven. But that virginity is her consecration, an expression of her consecration to God, that allows her to be associated so closely to Jesus, especially in the mystery of her sacrifice. So her virginity is a sacrificial virginity, and it is glorified because she, with Christ, has been victorious over sin and death. That's the sign, first aspect of the sign. The second aspect of the sign is the fact that we participate in this victory. This is what we are called to do. This is why John is given this vision. He's given this vision on behalf of the churches. He's speaking to the early church in Mesopotamia, and he is speaking to them in the midst of their persecution and their suffering. And the message is that in spite of everything else that's going on, Christ is ultimately victorious, and those who are faithful to Christ are already victorious, even though they suffer, even though they should experience martyrdom. And so in the early church, one of the earliest prayers of the church in Egypt, in particular in the midst of persecution, was the Subtuum Praesidium. We fly to thy patronage, O Holy Mother of God, despise not our prayers and our necessities, but deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and ever Virgin Mary. So the spontaneous reaction of early Christians under persecution was to have recourse to the Blessed Virgin, who is the great sign of victory. And associated with her, they became more closely associated with Christ. So this idea is as old as the Church, it's as old as Christianity, but it's one that is, of course, very important in times which we find to be apocalyptic and full of crisis. That we draw closer to the Immaculate Virgin, we draw closer to the woman clothed with the sun, and she, as our mother, she associates us more closely with Jesus. She purifies our desires, she purifies our intentions, and she intercedes on our behalf. She is the mother of our family, and she goes to her son, and she presents us to him, and through her we are purified and ultimately share in the victory of Christ. So that's the second thing that the sign of Our Lady clothed with the sun reminds us, and her assumption into heaven, her victor, her presence in heaven already before the last judgment with her body in heaven remains the sign of hope for all the rest of us, that we will be where she is if we persevere until the end. The other thing that the sign represents is the dignity of the human person, in particular of the human body. And we need to think about this in our own age, which has, as Paul VI prophesied when he condemned the birth control pill, he said that treating the body in this way would reduce it to a machine. We would treat the body like a thing. And when the body, the human body, is treated like a thing, ultimately, the human person is treated like a thing. And of course, with the level of violence that our society sees every day, even among the innocent and even the unborn and the sick and the dying, we realize that this message is important for us, that no matter how reduced in function a person's body is, no matter how reduced in the mind of the world the value of a human life becomes, it is always valuable to God, and every suffering in this world that is endured for the love of Him will be rewarded in the next life. And not only will we be glorified in our soul, but we'll also be glorified in our body. And because Our Lady was associated so closely to Jesus, not only in her soul, but also in her body, the divine maternity is not only a miracle of grace, it's also a physical miracle. Our Lady is really the Mother of God, truly physically the Mother of God, even though there's no Father. And this is a grace, this is a miracle which touches her very nature in her body. And again, her virginity is associated to our Lord. Her flesh is immaculate. Our Lord takes His immaculate flesh from her. His immaculate flesh escapes from the tomb while it remains sealed and does not corrupt in the grave. And hence, Our Lady, who is so closely associated to Jesus because she is immaculate, because she is the tabernacle of God, because she has offered herself in union with Him at the foot of the cross. She's given Him everything she has, and therefore she is glorified not only in her soul, but also in her body. And in a preeminent way, she is immediately assumed into heaven, body and soul, without suffering the corruption of her flesh at all. So these three aspects of the sign which the woman clothed with the sun is, which Our Lady in her Assumption is, namely of the victory of Christ and her association with Christ, and secondly, our association in this victory, and finally, the dignity of the human body, should give us great confidence in the midst of our difficulties, even in the midst of crisis, because there is this joint predestination of Jesus and Mary, and it has consequences throughout history. Our Lord and Our Lady are glorified in heaven, and Our Lord is ultimately in control, and Our Lady is our Queen, who exercises her authority through her mediation throughout time. This is why in the New Order, in the modern liturgy, the feast of Our Lady's Queenship comes at the octave day of the Assumption. So in 9 days, we'll celebrate the Queenship of Our Lady to seal these mysteries with her victory. May her victory be ours as we dedicate ourselves completely to Christ and offer ourselves through her and through Jesus to the Father. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.